弟兄姐妹们，大家早安。
Good morning to your brothers and sisters.
非常高兴，尤其是能够在这一间礼拜堂跟你们侍奉神，跟你们讲解神的话语。
And I am especially happy to be in this church to serve alongside you and also to explain God's word to you.
在我弟弟牧养的教会讲到，这是我人生第一次。
to preach.In a church that was shepherded by my younger brother, this is the first time.
很感谢神能够，我觉得我跟你们的关系就很靠近了。
Thank God, and because of that, I think my relationship to you all is a little bit closer.
好像我们是亲戚一样。
It's as if we are relatives.
我今天昨天我在讲这个箴言。
Yesterday, as I was preaching on Proverbs,
那我相信参加的人都学了不少箴言中的智慧。
And I believe that those who has come to attend has learned quite a bit of wisdom from Proverbs.
我看昨天有来的人，请举手看看。
Please raise your hand if you were here yesterday.
弟兄姐妹，你们看看他们是不是比较有智慧了？
Look at them. Do they look a little bit more wise to you?
我不是说你看他头发没有白不白啊。
I'm not saying whether their hair is getting grayer.
我相信神常常从他话语当中让我们学习做一个智慧人。
And I believe that God would actually help us learn from our daily conversation.
我常常讲一句话，我说我们基督徒不是不懂得真理。
I often said Christians is not someone who don't know the truth.
而是我们不知道怎么把懂的东西活出来。
It's just that we don't know how to live the truth.
今天我讲的题目是很有意思的，就是六种不做的愚昧事。
It's very meaningful and it is the six foolish things to avoid.
怎么样做一个有智慧的人呢？
How do you become a wise man?
不要做愚昧事，就是有智慧。
To avoid doing foolish things, and that is wise.
今天这篇书讲到很多一些愚昧的事，不要我们做的。但今天我只讲六样。
There are a bunch of things that was mentioned in the Proverbs, foolish things. Proverbs tells us not to do, but today I'm only going to talk about six things.
我们先来看几处的圣经。第一处是在第十一章第二节。
Let's look at several passages, and the first one is in Proverbs 11, verse 2.
我们一同来念这个中文、英文一同念。骄傲来，
Let us read together.
骄傲来，羞耻也来，谦逊人却有智慧。第二处的是在十四章二十九节。
The second one is in Proverbs chapter 14.Verse 29.
好，一遍念。不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。好，第三处是十七章第九节。
The third one, Proverbs 17, verse 9.
遮掩人过失，寻求仁爱，屡次挑错的离间密友。好，第下一处是二十章第三节。
Next comes Proverbs 20 verse 3.
远离纷争是人的愚勇，愚妄人都爱争闹。十四章三十节。
Chapter 14 verse 30.
心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。最后一节二十六四，不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕你与他一样。这里提到六样不要做的愚昧事。
They talk about six foolish things to avoid.
第一样就是不狂不傲。
The first one, don't be arrogant.
第二是不轻易发怒。
Second one, don't be angry easily.
第三，那不挑人错。
The third, don't repeat a matter.
第四，不爱争吵。
Fourth, don't quarrel.
第五，不嫉不妒。
Fifth, don't envy.
第六，不以恶报恶。
The sixth, don't repay evil with evil.
哎，我想如果我们学到这六个秘诀啊，一定有智慧。
I think if we learn these six secrets, then we will have wisdom.
要做一个有智慧的人，其实是不容易的。
It is not easy to be a wise man.
但是只要我们做一样的愚昧事，就把我们所有的智慧都赶走。
But if we only do one foolish thing, then it's going to cast away all our wisdom.
我们都希望别人对我们有好印象。
We want other people to have a good impression of us.
你看，我是一个好基督徒。
You see, I'm a good Christian.
我是一个好丈夫、好妻子、好儿女。
I'm a good husband, a good wife, a good child.
那但是只要我们做一样两样的愚昧事，人家就对我们完全改观。
But then, if we only do one or two foolish things, then the impression will be changed.
所以要表现有智慧的一个秘诀，就是少做愚昧的事情。
So a secret to being a wise man is to avoid doing foolish things.
但是一个很大的问题就是我们有时候都不知道我们所做的事情是愚昧的。
But one big question is sometimes we don't even know we have done foolish things.
因为我们做的其实蛮高兴的这样做。
Well, we were very happy while we were doing it.
我生气给你看，我觉得我生气每次生完气都很舒服。
I get angry, and then every time when I'm angry, I feel really comfortable.
我有时候跟别人争吵，胜利了，我觉得蛮有成就感。
And then if I fight with somebody and I win, I felt really accomplished.
哎呀，长久这样的，我们觉得很自然。我们是这种人，我们接受这种人，其实别人是很怕我们的。
But if you continue to do this, you just think that this is just how the way I am.Other people will be fearful of us.
其实我们表现愚昧，但是我们不知道，但是在神的眼中，我们的确是一个不是他心目中所喜悦的人。
So when we do these foolish things before God, it is not acceptable to Him.
那箴言讲到第一个，我们要小心的就是骄傲，不要骄傲。
So the first thing that the Proverbs tells us is don't be so proud.
他说：“骄傲来，羞耻也来。”
He says, "When pride comes, then comes disgrace."
那讲到说，一个行为、一个行动，它结出的果子就是这样。
It talk about an action and its consequence is like that.
那没有一个人会骄傲。
Nobody will be proud.
得到尊荣的。
And be lifted.
骄傲总是带来羞耻。
Arrogance will always bring forth shame.
常常是带给自己羞耻。
And it is often shame upon oneself.
所以在箴言书里头特别讲到，就是骄傲要很小心，而且一个智慧人他惧怕就远离恶事，以往人却狂傲自恃。
So in the Proverbs it says, a wise man fears the Lord and shuns evil, but a fool is hard-headed and reckless.
昨天我在讲课的时候讲到箴言有这个数字箴言，你们都还记得吗？
Yesterday when I was preaching on Proverbs, we talked about the numbers in Proverbs. Do you remember that?
其中一句说，耶和华所恨恶的有六样，连他心所憎恶的共有七样。
And there was a verse that says there are six things the Lord hates.Seven that are detestable to him.
第一样就是骄傲。
And the first thing is arrogance.
意思说，一个骄傲的人，神是不喜欢，而且觉得他不能靠近神。
That means God does not like arrogance, and it is something that is detestable to him.
所以在许多人的罪里头，骄傲是最可怕的一种。
So in many sins people commit.Arrogance is one of the worst.
什么是骄傲呢？
So what is arrogance?
骄傲就是以自己为中心，只有我的，没有别人的。
That means it is somebody who is self-centered. That's only I and me, nobody else.
我连上帝都不放在眼中，还会把你放在眼中？
I don't even look at God. Why would I look at you?
所以这种骄傲的心理使人盲目，使人看不见自己的问题，也不会了解别人。
And so these kind of arrogance make a person's eye blind and he cannot see anything else but, but himself.
所以早期的神学家奥古斯丁他说在人类七大罪恶里头骄傲是第一种。
And the theologian, early theologian Augustine said that pride or arrogance is one of the seven sins, while arrogance is the number one.
然后基督教有一个神学家叫做 C.L. Lewis, 他说在人性中最根本的罪，最至极的恶就是骄傲。
And C.S. Lewis also said that in man's nature, the most basic sin is arrogance.
他说，愤怒、贪心、酗酒，所有这些罪行，如果跟骄傲相比，立刻显得微不足道。
He said, if you compare arrogance with anger, greed, or drunkenness, they are incomparable.
他说魔鬼之成为魔鬼，因为他骄傲，看不起神，他也不把人放在眼中。
The devil became devil is because he did not see God as God, and he did not look at man as anything.
所以这种骄傲的心态跟使我们跟神对立。跟人对立。
So arrogance causes us to stand in opposition to God and to man.
所以这里经文说，愚妄人且狂傲之士，只有自己是对的。
So here it says a fool is hard-headed and reckless. He is the only right one.
我们可能不是这里所讲的这种人，但是我们心中总是有骄傲的成分在里头。
So we may not be to this.Extent that was talked about here, but we have some level of arrogance in our hearts.
好像觉得自己了不起。
We sometimes feel that we are like great.
不了解什么叫做谦卑。
We don't understand what humility is.
不了解去听别人的意见。
We don't understand how to listen to other people.
不认为神的话语对我有什么帮助。
Don't think that God's word is helpful to you.
这个就是骄傲。
And that is arrogance.
这个会拦阻我们认识神。做一个有智慧的人。
And this will prevent us to understand God and to be a wise man.
所以箴言说，心骄气傲的人名叫谢曼，他行事狂妄，独处于骄傲。
So the Proverbs also said the proud and arrogant man, mocker is his name.
一个骄傲的人有一个特点就是，哇，他讲话是很利的。
There is a special characteristic of an arrogant man is when he talks, it's very sharp.
他不怕骂你，他不怕伤你，他不怕破坏你的人格。
He does not care if he hurt you or put you down.
正言说，岂要谦卑，不要骄傲，这就是智慧。
And the proverb said, to be wise, humble yourself.
第二个就是不轻易发怒。
The second one is don't be angry easily.
昨天参加箴言的弟兄姐妹都有机会学第十六步叫做什么这个生气的愚昧，还记得吗？
Remember yesterday we talked about the foolishness in getting angry easily.
有一节经文是大家都很熟悉的，不轻易发怒，大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
This is a very familiar verse for all of us. A patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly.
一种要表现自己愚昧的方法就是生气，差不多就全部出来。
One way to show that you are a foolish man is to get angry.
所以不要随便生气啊，可以保持多一点智慧，至少在人的眼中。
So don't be a quick-tempered man. At least in other people's eyes, you are wise.
一发脾气的时候，所有里头的脏东西全部跑出来。
And once you're angry, everything inside comes out.
但是我们要想，哎呀，这个不生气也不容易啊。
But we thought it is not easy not to be angry sometimes.
我们都知道这个生气不好啊。
We know that it is not good to be angry.
一个生气，是一个很多问题啊。这个你知道这个心情也不好，心情。
You know, when you're angry, you're not in a great mood.
然后那个气得很厉害的时候，那个血压、心跳都会增加。
And then as you get more and more angry, then your blood pressure also rises.
我们中国话说气死了。
There's a Chinese word that says, I'm so angry I am going to die.
气死了，有两个意思，如果是用抑郁的方式说，非常非常生气，所以我们叫做气死了。
And it actually is saying that you are very, very, very angry.
那如果是字义的话，就说一气就死掉。
And if you just look at the word translation, that means you get angry and you
die literally, huh? 所以我们看见有些人真的，老人家一气死掉了。
And sometimes you see older people, once they get angry, they drop dead.
所以不要随便向老人家生气，你惹他生气，如果他死了，你要负责任。
So don't get the older people angry because you'll be responsible.
所以这个生气啊，人之常情。碰到不愉快的事情、不顺的时候，或者就是说会发起脾气来。
But to be angry is kind of like a natural response. You feel you look at something that is not going your way, then you get angry.
但是你发现圣经哦，它没有律法说不可生气。
But in the Bible, it never tells us, you cannot be angry.
Thou shall not be angry. 没有这样的 law, 没有这样的律法。
There's no such law.
神说你不可拜偶像，不可杀人，怎么？但你没有说不可生气。
God said, you know, don't build idol before you, but he did not say thou shall not be angry.
所以神也知道说一个人不生气是不可能的。
So God knows it's impossible for a person not to be angry.
但是他要我们了解生气是怎么一回事情。
But he wants us to understand what does it mean to be angry.
对，箴言书他用了三句话来说明生气，不同情况的生气。
And in the Proverbs it tells us three different conditions under which you can be angry.
一种叫做轻易发怒的人。
One kind is called short-tempered.
轻易发怒，意思说这人，你知道有些人脾气很好，他跟我说刘牧师，我是不生气的。
You know there are some people that are very hard for them to get angry.
Yeah, 他们这个五年还没有生气过一次，那这是神奇啊。
They said in 5 years I have not get angry one time, and that is a miracle.
有些脾气真的很好，但这种人比较少。
This kind of people are few in numbers.
但是箴言讲到有一种人是轻易发怒，就是很容易就生气。
But the proverb said there's a kind of person that is quick-tempered.
那一不顺他就不高兴。
Anything that doesn't go his way, he will get angry.
太太煮饭不好吃，他也不高兴。
The dishes that the wife made is not good enough, and so he will be angry.
一点小事刺激他就。表示自己不喜欢。
Any little things can excite him and trigger him to be angry.
那在希伯来文呢？他说，这种人是鼻子短小的人。
And in the Hebrew language, it translates as having a short nose.
你知道这个圣经用不同的肢体的部分说明不同的道理，比如说眼睛代表看顾。
You know, the Bible uses our different organs or different parts in our body to describe something. For example, the eye is talking about protection.
By caring.
Caring.
神的 caring, 眷顾。耳朵代表听。
The ears represent hearing.
这个膀臂代表能力。
The arms represent strength.
你从来没有听过鼻子是什么东西。
You have never heard about the nose, have you?
鼻子代表脾气。
Nose represent temper.
你说鼻子短小就是脾气不好。
So if you say someone has a short nose, it means they are quick-tempered.
你说有什么奇怪？我们中国人全部都是鼻子短的。
So what is so special about it? All Asians have short nose.
但是我们知道犹太人鼻子长，所以都鼻子短就刚好是。就代表这个脾气不好。
We know that the Hebrews have rather long nose, so if they say you have a short nose, that means you're quick-tempered.
你发现其实用鼻子代表生气，我们中国人好像也有。他说一个人生起气来，什么七孔生烟，其中烟从鼻子出来。你看鼻子跟生气有关系。
Actually, in Chinese, we also have some kind of idiom that talks about the nose and temper. They describe a person who is very angry, saying that they're smoking from seven orifices.
第二种人就是好生气的人。
And then there is another kind that is one who like to be angry.
那好生气人就是说这一个人生气已经成为他的一种品性跟生活习惯。
It's talking about a person who made being angry part of his daily living. It became part of his personality.
意思说，如果那一天他不生气，他觉得不舒服。
In other words, if there's one day that he did not get angry, he would be uncomfortable.
没有什么成就感那一天，没有生气。
It's like if he don't get angry, he did not think he accomplished anything.
希伯来文说，这种叫做鼻子之主，意思说，脾气成为他的主人。
And the Hebrew said, this kind of person is the lord of his nose, which means the anger has already become his lord.
他身不由己，就是脾气控制了他那一天的生活、讲话、行为。
Anger have control of him, whatever he said, whatever he do that day.
所以你看这种人生气的时候，哇，你好像看魔鬼现身那种感觉。
So when these people become angry, it's just like you're looking at the devil himself.
因为活着的不是他，而是脾气。
Because what you're seeing or what he's living is actually temper and not him.
所以箴言说，好生气的人不要跟他来往。
And so the Bible said, do not make friends with hot-tempered men.
那第三种呢，叫做暴怒的人，这种叫做炸弹。
The third kind is one easily angered, or we can say that they are the bomb.
哇，他是3200度的 Fahrenheit， 你靠近他一定被他烧焦。
They are like a 3200 degree Fahrenheit person. If you get close to him, you're going to get burned.
其实啊，这个生气的时候，我们要想想我到底是哪一个程度的脾气，要很小心。
So when we get angry, we need to think about which level of anger are we in, which kind of person are we in.
脾气越不好，造成的破坏越大。
The more angry you get, the more destruction you bring forth.
所以啊，圣经说我们要有智慧，要他说不轻易发怒的，就是有智慧。
And so the Bible said, those who do not anger easily is the one who has wisdom.
他没有说不生气的。就大有聪明，他说不轻易发怒的就有聪明。你看，上帝还是给我们怜悯我们，不要考，不说要考 A 就及格，你考 C 已经及格了。
The Bible didn't say you cannot get angry, but it says do not get angry easily. God is still giving us some leeway, so it's just like He's saying, when you take a test, you don't have to get an A, a C is okay, it's passing.
因为生气不好，有一个人说，当这个怒气进入我的心的时候，所有的智慧都同就走，就离开。
So somebody said, as anger enters in, wisdom are cast away.
所以我们从来没有看过一个人在生气的时候表现出什么智慧，没有的，都是愚昧。
We have never seen a person while he's being angry talk wisely.
讲话都是乱讲，愚昧的。
What he say is just like whatever comes to his mind.
啊，他整个表演就像鬼一样。
It's just like he's the devil himself.
你说这意思说生气不肯智慧跟怒气不同时存在的。
And so wisdom and being anger cannot coexist.
所以我在想，哎呀，我们假设说要学习不要随便生气，天天改进，这个就是智慧了。
And so to be wise means You work on your being angry every day. Try not to get angry.
他说人有见识就不轻易发怒，说如果一个人懂得神认识真理，他就不会随便发怒。
A man's wisdom gives him patience, which means if he understands God's truth, then he would not get angry easily.
这个就是智慧。
And this is wisdom.
弟兄姐妹们，从今天开始好不好，改善我们自己 的这个脾气，那就是显示我们的智慧。
So brothers and sisters, let us start today to try not to be angry easily.
第三个就是不挑人错。
The third one, don't repeat a matter.
箴言有一句话说，遮掩人过的寻求仁爱，屡次挑错的离间密友。
Proverbs says, he who covers over an offense,promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends.
你发现世界上有两种人。
You know there are two kinds of people in the world.
那一种我叫做 troublemaker.
One kind is the troublemaker.
那 troublemaker 就是说人家好好的，他一来天下大乱，这种叫 troublemaker.
The troublemaker is the kind of person that everything was going smoothly until he arrives.
还有一种人叫做 peacemaker， 就是说人家乱乱，他一来，大家都好起来。
And there's the second kind, which is the peacemaker, which means when there are problems going all over the place, but as he arrived, everything was went smooth.
箴言说，有时候我们有一种行为就是屡次挑错的，就常常找问题。
Proverbs says we have a problem, which means we often repeat a matter.
那一找出问题来，你发现我们关系就不好了。
And as you stir up the matter, then relationship was broken.
这个不好。
That's not good.
这个是愚昧。
That is foolishness.
不管在家里也好，在教会也好，当我们一这样去屡常常挑错，不忘记这些错误的时候，总是要追根到底，这个就是破坏关系。
So no matter it is in the home or in the church, if you continue to stir up old wounds, you can cause a relationship to be broken.
这种屡次挑错就是常常把旧事重提的，所以在这个英文翻译说 repeat the matter， 就是说一直把东西讲来讲去，这个不好。
So the proverb said this is not a good thing if you continue to repeat a matter over and over and over again.
第一个问题，他没有忘记。
There are five problems with this. Is first of all, he did not forget.
哎呀，你三四年前就是这个鬼样子。
You know, 30 years ago, you look like that.
哎呀，三四年前他都没有忘记我那个鬼样子。
Oh, he did not even forget what he was acting like 30 years ago.
我都不知道我的鬼样子是怎么样，他都没有忘记。
I don't even remember what I acted like 30 years ago, but he didn't forget.
因为三十年前你没有看我三十年前的照片，你跟我现在一比，你都不认得那个是谁，跟现在这个人不同。
If you look at my pictures from 30 years ago and compare it to today, you wouldn't know that it was me.
我三十年前那个头发好像一个扫把那么多。
30 years ago, I have hair like a mop.
今天是很像这个 Arizona 那个 desert. 三十年前都不知道变了多少，但是他没有忘记。
Today my hair looks like the Arizona desert. So he did not forget what I look like 30 years ago.
我觉得这个 New Mexico desert 比较多树， probably better one. Arizona 的树太少。
I think New Mexico is a little bit more greenery than Arizona.
第二就是说，我如果不忘记事情，常常提，就是表示我心胸很狭窄。
So if I do not forget and often stir up the matter, that means I don't have a forgiving spirit.
然后我从来没有饶恕过, never forgive.
And I never forgive.
第四，我从来没有一种灵性态度要去改善一些关系。
And then I have never had the intention to try to change and better a relationship.
那每次提这个事情， 不告诉我，我没有意思要跟你解决问题，没有意思要改善，我就是不忘记。
And every time I stir up the matter is because I did not forget and I have no intention to make things better.
最糟的就是我们不相信神可以解决我们人的问题，神可以主持公义等等。
And the worst thing is that I do not believe that God is going to work in this interpersonal relationship.
所以箴言说屡次挑错的这个不好，是愚昧。
So that's why the proverb said, one who often stir up matters is one who is foolish.
你要遮掩人过的，就寻求仁爱。
But one who covers an offense promotes love.
如果别人有错，我们想办法去解决它。如果我有错，我们也希望别人原谅我。
If others wrong me, I try to forgive. And if I wrong others, I try to change myself.
对，主耶稣教我们要 学习赦免。
And so Jesus said, learn to forgive.
就是想起彼得在谈这个赦免的时候，他说：“主啊，我弟兄得罪我，我应当饶恕他几次到七次，可以吗？”
And so Peter said to Jesus, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times?
耶稣说：“我对你说，不是七次，乃是到七十七。”
Jesus answered, I tell you not seven times, but 77 times.
爱、饶恕可以解决很多问题。Love
and forgiveness can overcome a lot of issues.
第七个就不爱争吵。
The fourth one, don't quarrel.
我们人，我们有不同的那种态度，我们叫做这个 hostility, 就 hostile, 对人 hostile, 不 hostile。
Man has different hostility toward one another.
你这个狗也是这样的。
The dog, dogs are the same way.
有些狗，哎呀，你跟他玩，他很高兴，靠近你没有问题。
There are some dogs that you can play with them, you can be close to them.
Friendly dog.
Friendly dog.
有些 dog 呢，他不喜欢靠近人，你碰他就跑掉。
But there are some other kinds that don't like to be near people. If you get closer, they run away.
这种叫做这个 lonely dog.
Those are called lonely dogs.
有些 dog 你看他hostile dog.
They are a kind of hostile dog. If you look at him, he bark at you.
如果你不走，他追你。
And if you don't walk away, he's going to chase you out.
我们人也有这样的态度。
Man has the same kind of attitude.
有些人你怎么跟他都无所谓，你得罪他也无所谓。有些人，哎呀，你不要碰他，碰他，他跟你吵。
There are some kind of people that if you wronged him, it's okay, he makes things all right. But there are other kinds that if you just get close to him, he start fighting with you.
但箴言说，如果我们做一个人能够远离纷争，那是我们的荣耀。
And in the proverb it says, if we can avoid strife, then it is an honor.
但是一个愚昧人总是找机会跟你吵。
But every fool is quick to quarrel.
吵。破坏关系也不能够造就人。
You fight, you destroy relationship, and you cannot build up another.
如果在家里夫妻你常常吵，我可以担保你一样事情，就是你这个家就垮下来。
If in a family the husband and wife fight all the time, I can assure you this family will be broken.
耶稣说，若一家自相纷争，哪家就站立不住。
Jesus said, if a house is divided against itself,That house cannot stand.
我告诉你一个拆房子的秘诀，就是天天吵。
I tell you, there's one way to break down a house, and it is to fight every day.
哎，好争竞的人，散祸争端，就如以火加炭，火上加柴一样。
As charcoal to embers, and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife.
所以我们要想到底。什么最重要
？So we need to think what is most important.
哎，事业满屋，大家相争，不如有块干饼，大家相安。
Better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife.
只为了因为物质的生活，我们发生争吵呢？还是说我们的关系是最重要的
？So do we quarrel because of material things?Or we want to be have peace.
到底要为买大房子、小房子吵了三天呢
？Do we want to fight because we are arguing over if we want to buy a big house or a small house？
还是要买 Lexus， 还是要买这个 Yaris 而争吵呢？
Are you fighting because you want to buy a Lexus versus a Yaris？
很多时候我们为做这些事情，这争吵吵个不完，但是忘记了每次吵，我们就失去了最宝贵的关系。
We fight with every little things, but we forget that every time you fight, you break down the most important thing.
所以箴言说啊，哎呀，我宁愿不要这些东西，就算生活很简单，一块饼干，如果我们能够彼此相爱，这个是天下最美的事情。
And that's why the proverb said, I would rather live a simple life, like having just a dry crust, but yet live in peace.
你吵住在皇宫都没有意义的。
And if you fight all the time, even if you're living in the palace, it's meaningless.
所以箴言说不要吵，每次有这个问题的时候，要立刻把它止息。
And so Proverbs said, "Do not fight every time if you are coming upon this problem. Stop it right away."
我要保护这个关系。
Because you want to protect this relationship.
这个就是智慧。
And this is wisdom.
第五个不嫉不妒。
The fifth one, don't envy.
哎，不要嫉妒。
Don't envy.
哎，心中安静是肉体的生命，嫉妒是骨中的朽烂。
A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots.
那上箴言的人都知道什么叫做骨中的朽烂，就是骨癌嘛。
就是什么？
骨癌 ，bone cancer. 嫉妒
envy
可以毁掉我们一个人
can destroy a person
来为什么怎么会嫉妒呢
so why do you become envious
不能够接受别人的成功
it's because he cannot accept the success of others
来就像扫罗嫉妒大卫一样
it's just like when Saul envy David
其实扫罗是很了不起的人
Actually, Saul is a great man. Was a great man.
啊，是一个勇士，每次打仗常常都胜利。
He was a great warrior, and every time he go out to fight, he come back with victory.
所以有一次他打仗回来的时候，哇，老百姓真的欢迎他说，扫罗杀死千千。嗯。
And one time, as we come back from battle, his people were dancing and singing. Saul has slain his thousands.
啊，扫罗觉得很有成就感。
And Saul felt very accomplished.
等一下，老百姓说大卫杀死万万。
And then to follow, they sing David his tens of thousands.
哇，他心沉下去。
Oh, then his heart sank.
嫉妒啊。
Envious.
其实我想有什么好嫉妒？他杀死千千了不起，我刘少平还没有杀过一个嘞。
Why would he be envious? Saul has killed thousands, but me, I've never killed one.
嫉妒。
He's envious.
不是说我们没有，就是不能接受那些跟我们同辈的人比我更多一点。
It is you cannot accept those people who has more than I have.
嫉妒会毁掉我们的。
And envy can destroy us.
哎，所以说不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要嫉妒恶人。
So it says, do not fret because of evil men or be envious of the wicked.
然后说。你心中不要嫉妒罪人，只要终日敬畏耶和华。
Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord.
终日就是二十四小时敬畏神，你不嫉妒。嗯、
It means 24 hours a day, you're zealous of God.
最后一个就是不要以恶报恶。
And the last one, don't pay evil with evil.、
哎、不要照愚昧人的愚妄话回答他，恐怕与他一样。
Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself.
有时候你发觉周围的人有时候他们表现蛮愚昧，说话也愚昧。
Sometimes you notice that people around you act foolishly.
这些人都蛮刺激我们的。
And these people would stir us.
有个人看到我就很不顺眼。
Some people, if they look at you, they don't feel right.
然后他看刘牧师，你是笨蛋。
They will say, Pastor Liu, you are a fool.
我听了怎么告诉我怎么是笨蛋
？So as I heard that, I thought, why would I be a fool?
我还有个博士学位，说我是笨蛋。
I have a PhD. How can I be a fool?
我听了他很不高兴。
So I was unhappy to hear that.
我也骂他，你也是笨蛋。
So I replied, you are a fool also.
结果有两个笨蛋。
So then we have two fools standing right there.
所以箴言在这里要我们一个智慧，不管人怎么刺激我，有一样事情不要去做，就是说我不能照他的方式去回应他。
So Proverbs said, no matter how people treat you, don't treat them back the same way you're treated.
因为当我用他的方式去回应他，我就在这贬低我的人格来跟他较量。
Because as I return with the same method.I'm actually lowering myself to their level.
我在中国有时候，我在中国常常去中国做一些施工。有时候在路上走，哇，那些野狗看到我也是很不顺眼。
I go to China often for a ministry, and sometimes those wild dogs in the street don't like me either.
哎，然后就汪这样跟我叫。嗯、
so they'll bark at me.
那一直叫我，我就听了也是很不高兴。
You know, they continue to follow me and bark at me, and it's annoying.
我说汪，我也叫回他。
So I bark back at him.
那我叫，最后就两只野狗嘛，两条野狗啊。
So if I continue to bark back at him, then there are two wild dogs standing in the street.
所以意思说一个人。讲愚昧话对我，或者做愚昧的事情，如果我用类似的方式，你发现很快的，我的水平，我的道德水平、品格跟他差不多。
So in other words, if I return what was done to me in the same way, that means I have already lowered my moral standard to match theirs.
你知道要增加一点智慧不是那么容易啊，我们看上了几天课增加一点点啊。
We know that it is not easy to even be a little bit wiser. You have been to class for 2 days and you have gained a little bit of.
我们读经祷告参加培养灵性，给你一叫我全部都垮台了。
I pray often, read the Bible often, but as I was barked at, then everything was gone.
没有做一个智慧人。
We want to be a wise, to be a wise man.
不要照，我们一同来念，不要照一面的话回答他。恐怕你与他一样。哎，耶稣说，那箴言说，不可说人怎么待我，我也怎么待他，我必照他所行的报复他。这个就是一面，不要这样做，就是有智慧。
Proverbs says, "Do not say, 'I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did.'" And this is foolishness.
哎，今天有六样事情，记得就好了。
So there are 6 things. If you remember it, it would be great.
哎，第六样，
6 things.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
主，感谢你把你的真理、你的智慧放在我们的心中。我们都是你的儿女，主啊，你叫我们天天敬畏你，做一个有智慧的人。这样祷告，奉耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。